Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval Renaissance and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. For seven centuries, medieval Spain had a unique intersection of cultures. Christian, Jewish, and Islamic traditions coexisted in an environment that nurtured special developments in the music of its various regions. On Harmonia this week, we'll listen to music inspired by the Sephardic Jews, the Persian poet and musician Ziryab, and Alfonso El Sabio. Later in the program, we'll hear a new release of music by Alonso Lobo.
Sera per me.
The ensemble Antequera performed En Nome de Maria from the Cantigas de Santa Maria, a story of a priest who drowns in the Seine River and then is brought back to life by the Virgin Mary 3 days later. The Cantigas come down to us from a particularly rich period in Spanish history. In fact, 13th century Spain was known for its multicultural society. From the court of Alfonso X in the north to the southern region of Andalusia controlled by Muslim rule, medieval Spain was no ordinary place to live. It's no exaggeration to say that there was some religious harmony in Spain during the Middle Ages. The convergence of Christian, Jewish, and Islamic cultures brought about unique developments in the arts that happened over an extended period of time. For the Iberian Jews, this peaceful coexistence came to an end in 1492, when they were expelled by the Catholic monarchs Ferdinand and Isabella. The ensuing diaspora led them to places like North Africa, Turkey, Greece, and the Balkans. Here are three songs from the Sephardic tradition performed by Les Femmes Amoureuses. Felshara Kanet Betet Masha, a Sephardic song in a mixture of languages, Ladino, Arabic, Italian, French, and English. It was preceded by two songs in Spanish, La Galena and Yo Era Niña. All were performed by Les Fines Amoureuses. Thank you. This week on Harmonia, we're looking at musical traditions that came out of medieval Spain. On the Islamic side of Spanish culture, one name from the 9th century stands out for having had a significant influence on the music of his time and of the centuries following. Ziryab, a freed slave who had emigrated to the West, held many titles, including poet, musician, and singer, and, by the way, is also said to have introduced asparagus to Spain. We'll hear two instrumental pieces performed in the Ziryab tradition by the ensemble Les Aromates. We heard S'éloigner de moi and Ritournelle, performed by Les Aromates, directed by their percussionist Michel Claude. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're looking at the musical legacies of medieval Spain. Of the surviving Christian music, the Cantigas de Santa Maria are perhaps the most well-known medieval vernacular songs written in the Gallego-Portuguese language. The collection consists of over 400 songs about the miracles of the Virgin Mary, collected at the 13th-century court of Alfonso X, King of Castile and León. Known as El Sabio, the learned, King Alfonso's court was known as a meeting place for Christian, Jewish, and Islamic intellectuals, a kind of melting pot for thinkers. We'll hear Antequera perform De Hoje Mais. Thank you.
Esta é a primeira cantiga de louvor de Santa Maria, imitando os sete goios que houve de seu filho.
Thank you.
We heard the Cantiga de Oje Mais, honoring the Virgin Mary, as performed by Antequera, directed by Johannet Sommer. We're listening to some musical pieces from the Cantigas de Santa Maria from medieval Spain. There was great care taken in the compiling of the Cantigas. One of the most obvious was the way in which they were arranged. Every tenth song is a Cantiga de Loor, in praise of Mary, while the ones in between, the Miragres, are ones which tell a short story about a miracle involving her. We'll hear Antequera once again in a performance of Dized Hay Trovadores, Non Puede Prender, and Todos los Santos.
Dized Hay! Dized Hay Trovadores!
Porque ando no ar,
a Señor que la vida y le
Three Cantigas de Santa Maria, performed by Antequera, directed by Johannet Sommer. From Alfonso to Alonso, we stay in Spain this week with our new release featuring the Spanish vocal ensemble Música Ficta. Raúl Mayavibarena leads a sextet complemented with a bajón in a performance of two late Renaissance masses of Alonso Lobo. We'll hear the Sanctus from his Missa Simile Est Regina Caelorum.
Sanna, Jesus,
Music from a 16th century mass by composer Alonso Lobo, performed by Musica Ficta from a new CD on the Enchiriadis label. Speaking of new releases, Harmonia also produces a short weekly podcast in which our writer Bernard Gordillo digs through recently released and classic recordings to bring you the very best from the world of early music. You can subscribe to the podcast at WFIU.org or through iTunes. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's CD Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ether Game Musical Mini Quiz podcast, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.